It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Last night, Kevin Hart addressed the controversy over dozens of anti-gay tweets that resurfaced after he was announced as this year's Oscars host. Hours later, he stepped down as host of the Academy Awards just 2 days after getting the gig. Earlier yesterday, in a black and white Instagram video, he was lying in his bed shirtless, and he was like, "I swear, man, our world is becoming beyond crazy. I'm not going to let the craziness frustrate me or anger me, especially when I worked hard to get to the mental space that I'm at now." The controversial tweets in question were posted between 2009 and 2011. In one, Kevin Hart wrote, "Yo, if my son comes home and tries to play with my daughter's dollhouse, I'm going to break it over his head and say in my voice, 'Stop, that's gay.'" He posted a video on Instagram last night saying he refused to apologize for old jokes that he's addressed multiple times since they were posted. Here's a clip of that.
"So I just got a call from the Academy, and that call basically said, 'Kevin, apologize for your tweets of old, or we're going to have to move on and find another host.' Talking about the tweets from 2009, 2010. I chose to pass. I passed on the apology. The reason why I passed is because I've addressed this several times. This is not the first time this has come up. I've spoken on it. I've said where the rights and wrongs were. I've said who I am now versus who I was then. I've done it."
He also said, "I've made the choice to step down from hosting this year's Oscars right after that." So he was like, "I refuse to apologize. This is ridiculous." And then he kind of did, because he said, "I've made the choice to step down from hosting this year's Oscars. This is because I do not want to be a distraction on a night that should be celebrated by so many talented, amazing artists." And he said, "I sincerely apologize to the LGBTQ community for my insensitive words from my past."
Hey, stop. That's gay.
Right. Exactly. Are you offended, Producer Porkchop, as a member of the LGBTQ community, or no?
Not at all.
So what do you think about all the outrage over these tweets and you know, the Academy Awards saying you either apologize or you're out? And then he's like, "Fine, I'm out anyway."
Well, I feel like everyone has the right to their own opinion and they're entitled to say what they want. I always just feel like, you know, be the bigger person. Like, I allegedly, when I was a kid, I think I played with my sister's Barbie dolls. Like, so whatever, you know? That's what I played with. Who cares? So
Would have stayed as the Oscars host and then still refused to apologize, would you be offended by that?
No, not at all. And I'd watch the Oscars too.
Interesting.
I mean, that's just me personally. I can't speak for everyone,
right,
but I just don't care what people say.
Yeah, what do you think? You can tweet us at Joan Alex Show. Ariana Grande also made headlines last night because she took the stage to accept the Woman of the Year award at this year's Billboard Women in Music event. And
I find it interesting that this has been one of, like, the best years of my career and, like, the worst of my life.
I thought that was, like, man, that, just thinking about Mac Miller this year, Pete Davidson, but then she's had such success musically. I mean, that must be so hard and so confusing.
I mean, I've heard that for all kinds of different artists. Like, when I worked in country radio, for example, Luke Bryan, I think people that listen to the Joe and Alex Show, you might know who he is, too. He's a huge country artist. But, man, he's had so much death in his life from siblings and stuff, and it's like you have the highest of highs. You can also have the lowest of lows. It's insane how it all goes together.
I think Luke Bryan might be cursed. Diane Keaton got her wallet back over 50 years after she lost it. The Oscar-winning actress's wallet was found by a man inside a storage unit that he purchased in May at an auction in New York. Among the items was a wallet found inside a shoebox, and inside the wallet were 32 family photos, a 1966 California driver's license for a Diane Hall complete with photo. Also, in the wallet was an actor's equity card from 1968, this one bearing Keaton's stage name. The man said that he mailed the wallet and its contents to her lawyers once he got the address, and he hopes that Diane Keaton appreciates the wallet and said it was like a time capsule.
That is pretty cool.
That is so cool.
I would die if that was me. Diane Keaton is one of my favorite humans on this planet.
She is really cool. I just love that story.
No, I like, girls are kind of different. They have purses than wallets, but like, Porkchop, do you have a wallet with pictures in it?
There's like one picture.
I remember, like, when I was younger, I had like a wallet and I had pictures in it. Like,
yeah.
I don't know why, if it's just changed or as I've gotten older, but
I think people don't do that anymore because they just have their phones.
I need to get like a wallet and I have a picture all three of you in there. Like, oh, this is my Liv. This is my Alex. This is my Porkchop.
Weird.
People would like that. Coming up in less than an hour, Golden Globe snubs and noms. The snubs, I think, are the most interesting, so we'll get into that.
Thank you, Alex. Hey, does anybody here sleep with their family?
What?
Excuse me?
Oh, fine. You guys are so weird. I'll explain. Give me like 6 minutes. It's actually kind of an interesting idea.